began to wonder when I looked at the reading for this morning whether the lectionary compilers had put all the difficult Gospels into August. And then all vicars got away in August. So it has to be the also-rans that have to preach from the difficult ones. As that Gospel is not easy to understand. On the face of it, Jesus acts completely out of character. A woman comes to him in desperate need, and Jesus seems to push her away without giving any heed to her distraught cries. But when we look at the incident further, we can see that actually Jesus is not acting out of character. And we can learn some lessons from this incident as well. Okay, so to put it into context, if you find a passage of scripture difficult to understand, it's always good to try and put it into its context, to look and see what's gone before, possibly what's gone afterwards, and then try and fit it all together. Because the gospel compilers want to go from one thing to another and give us some background. Okay, so let's look at, see what the background is to this story. The time is getting near for Jesus to go to the cross. Although it's only in Matthew 15, we'll find that most of the Gospels go much on the crucifixion and resurrection. And we're now getting towards the time when Jesus is going to set his face towards Jerusalem. And for Jesus, this was a time of deliberate withdrawal. He knew that the end was coming. And before the end, Jesus wanted some quiet that when he could prepare for what was coming. He wanted time in which he could teach and prepare his disciples for what was coming. There were things which he must tell them, things which he must compel them to understand. There was no place in Israel where he could be sure of privacy. Wherever he went, the crowds would find him. And so, Jesus takes his disciples up to the north, through Galilee, until he came to the region of Tyre and Sidon, where the Phoenicians dwelt. There, at least for a time, he would be safe from the people. The people wanted to proclaim him as deliverer. And so if you remember the background, they were under Roman oppression. Roman soldiers would come and compel people to carry their packs or what have you. And they had to do it. So they wanted to proclaim him as the king and to go against the Roman rule. But no Jew would be prepared to follow him into Gentile territory. And so this passage shows Jesus taking his disciples into Gentile territory for a time of quiet. But of course, even in these foreign parts, Jesus was not immune from people coming to him. There was a woman who had a daughter who was grievously afflicted. The woman must have heard somehow of the wonderful things that Jesus could do. And so she followed him and his disciples, crying for help. At first, Jesus seemed to pay no attention to her. The scripture says, but Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. The disciples were embarrassed. This woman kept on. His disciples urged him to send her away. Tell her to leave, they said. She is bothering us with all her begging. The disciples knew that Jesus wanted to be left in peace. They realized that Jesus wanted to get on with teaching them, or whatever he had brought them so far north to do. To them, The woman was a nuisance, and all they wanted was to get rid of her as quickly as possible. But to Jesus there was a problem. He was undoubtedly compassionate towards the woman, but she was a Gentile. Now that might not mean very much to us here in the 21st century in this country, but to a first century Jew, this did pose a problem. Not only was she a Gentile, she belonged to the old Canaanite stock, and the Canaanites were ancestral enemies of the Jews. Jesus' mission was to begin with the Jews, but here was a Gentile crying out for mercy. There was only one thing for Jesus to do. He must bring alive the true faith in the heart of this woman. And so this was the approach he adopted. He said some rather strange sounding words. Words which initially would stick in our throat. It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the pet dogs. Now, to call a person a dog was a deadly insult. Jewish people spoke with arrogant insolence about Gentile dogs, infidel dogs, and later Christian dogs. In those days, the dogs were the unclean scavengers of the street, lean, savage, and often diseased. There are two things to remember. The tone and the look which a thing is said makes all the difference. Even a thing which seems hard can be said with a smile. And we can be quite sure that the smile on Jesus' face and the compassion in his eyes robbed the words of all insult and bitterness. But second, and we see this only by looking at the Greek word that he uses the word for household pets, which were very different from the pariah dogs that roamed the streets and probed in the refuge heaps. The woman was a Greek. She was quick to see, and she had a Greek's ready wit. True, she said, but even the dogs get their share of crumbs which fall from the master's table. Quite a clever reply. And we can imagine Jesus' eyes lighting up with joy at such faith. And so he granted her the blessing and the healing which she so much desired. But finally, let's notice one last thing. Jesus said this woman had faith. It was a faith which grew as she had contact with Jesus. She begins by calling him Son of David, a political title. It was a title which looked on Jesus as a great and powerful wonder worker. But it was a title which looked on Jesus in terms of earthly power and glory. She came asking a favour of one whom she took to be great and powerful. She ends up by calling Jesus Lord. She began by following. She ends on her knees. She begins with a request. She ends in prayer. And we can learn from this what happened to this woman. Whenever we come to Jesus, we must come first with the adoration of His Majesty. And so in choosing the hymns today, I try to put each one around the majesty and the power of Jesus. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Jesus, be the centre. And when we just sung, Majesty, worship His Majesty, unto Jesus be glory, honour and praise. So whenever we come to Jesus, we must come first with adoration of His Majesty, and only then with a statement of our own need. Whatever we say about this woman, we must marvel at her persistence. She came with desperate need. She came with a refusal to be discouraged. And this is one supremely effective quality in prayer. She was in deadly earnest. Prayer for her was no ritual form. On the contrary, it was a passionate outpouring desire of her soul. She could not and would not take no for an answer. And this is the faith which cannot help finding an answer to its prayers.